Now, will you notice, verse 12, then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul. I wish I could have heard those two men. In fact, I wish I could have sat in on the council of Jerusalem. Been wonderful. And these men, Paul and Barnabas now, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. And they had quite a story to tell. Paul was raised from the dead. They have quite a story to tell. These are the apostles. They had the sign gifts. And we don't have apostles today, and we don't have sign gifts. We have a lot of things today, friends, that are taking our minds and hearts off the person of Jesus Christ. It's just all experience, experience. You've had an experience. Well, the experience is, what does Jesus Christ mean to you today? Now, will you notice, we come now to a summation of all of this. But apparently James now, and this James, of course, apparently took the place of James, the brother John, who had been put to death. And this James, apparently, well, there's some question of who he is. Was he the other James, the less now, who become James the leader? Or is this the one who wrote the epistle of James who might have been another James, if you please? And again, we're going into all of this when we get to the epistle of James. Probably I ought to stop and say this at this juncture. I believe that the proper way of studying the book of Acts and the historical books of the Old Testament, like the double books of Samuel, the two Samuels, the two Kings, the two Chronicles, to take the prophets who prophesied during the different reigns. And when you come to, for instance, the reign of Hezekiah, then bring and study Isaiah. They go together. And very frankly, from here on in the book of Acts, it would be well to pull in the epistles. We've already made a reference to Galatians, and this would be a good place with chapter 14 and 15 would be to study now the epistle to the Galatians. We're not doing it that way, but very candidly, that would be the proper way to do it. And actually, the epistle of James would come in very nicely here because this man is summing up. And the question is not, what James is it? It's James, and we'll leave it at that.